Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you.
This week is the week of love. We'll begin today's devotion for December 17th with a reading from Psalm 59 and Colossians 2. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil and save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me and see. You, Lord God of hosts, are God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Each evening they come back howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are, bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips, for who, they think, will hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you. For you, O God, are my fortress. My God, in his steadfast love, will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you, for you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. Psalm 59, 1 through 10, and 16 through 17. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Colossians 2, 13 through 15. Today's devotional comes from Jacqueline Clevenger. What circumstance pops into your head when you hear the word defeat? It might be anything ranging from losing a major competition to a long season of struggle in family life, a recent diagnosis, or a battle with addiction. COVID-19's surprise arrival has only added to the number of times defeat knocked on our doorsteps this year. Though feelings of defeat may be easy to identify, the enemy we're battling works hard to keep himself hidden. Psalm 59 peeks into a heart desperate for protection from the enemy, proclaiming dependence on God's victory in the face of hounding defeat. Verse 8 declares, "The Lord is so victorious, he can even laugh at those who make themselves his enemies." He has no thought of defeat, like a father receiving a challenge to wrestle from his young child. Victory is certain. When the psalmist contemplates this truth, he boldly states, "O my strength, I will watch for you. For you, O God, are my fortress. My God, in his steadfast love, will let me look in triumph on my enemies." As he meditates on the love and strength of God, the writer decides, "I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in my day of distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me his steadfast love." This is our Christmas joy, that the one with the right to laugh in the face of his opponent humbly came to bring victory, restoring our hope. Colossians 2, 13 through 15 reminds us that God chose to make us alive with him by saving us from our enemy in the midst of our defeat. Baby Jesus grew up, took the list of our debts, wrote paid in full with his own blood, and laughed in the face of his enemies as he triumphed over them through the power of his perfect love. The cradle was always meant to get Jesus to the cross, our treasured reminder of his love, strength, and victory. Victorious Jesus, we worship you. You are our strength and our fortress, and your love is better than life. May the Holy Spirit guide and counsel us in battle as you fight for us. May your love and your right to claim victory over every circumstance of our lives give us hope when defeat comes knocking. Thank you for your good plan and triumph. We put our trust in you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.